This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky farmers are reporting excellent yields in the 2021 corn crop. Pioneer agronomist Kyle Holmberg says farmers he has spoken with are more than pleased with how their season's winding up.
Kind of in the middle of the season, we weren't really expecting just another great above average crop. But once yields started coming in September and then into October, looks like we've got another almost record crop for a lot of guys.
Holmberg says the Pioneer test plots performed very well this year.
So we do a lot of local testing within Pioneer and the Corteva brands, on-farm grower practices that we see. And we set a record in our plots this year over what we've done probably in the last 5 or 6.
He adds the yield averages were near 250 bushels per acre.
When we took our 40 plot locations across the state of Kentucky, we were in that 247 bushel per average range.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Personalized, flexible, convenient. You can expect real estate lending from a farmer-owned cooperative to be all three. And that's how Farm Credit Mid-America does agricultural lending. We offer fully fixed rates up to 25 years, adjustable and variable rates, flexible repayment options, and refinancing on existing mortgages, all so we can customize a solution that helps your operation grow. Learn how we can help expand your operation at e-farmcredit.com. Subject to credit approval, additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Pioneer's Kyle Holmberg says several traditional varieties perform well.
Later products like 1847 that continue to be very stable in all yield environments. We drop back to products like 1464, and depending on where your listeners are at in the state, they may have a love-hate relationship with that product.
He adds there a couple of new varieties farmers need to take a look at next year.
1213, very, very stable for us. Pioneer 1222 and 1289. Those are two products that will be new on the farm in 2022, and very excited for growers to kind of get those out and what we call battle testing them.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.